This is the Sundial Writers' Corner on WLRH Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Cherie Buchanan is a self-described Floyd head and recently got to connect with his teenage daughter at a concert.
"Hey, Minu, do you want to go see Roger Waters?" I asked my daughter. "Who's that?" she said. I explained that he was one of the founding members of my favorite band, Pink Floyd, and he was coming to Nashville. She hesitated since the concert was on a Sunday night, and she did not want to miss class on Monday. What can I say? Mama done raised her right. The concert would end around 11 p.m., and she could crash in the car on the way back. I consulted my wife, and much to my surprise, she relented, saying it would be quite the bonding experience. I started looking for tickets, and as luck would have it, I managed to get fifth row seats. They cost a pretty penny, but I figured this would be a once-in-a-lifetime chance, what with Minu heading off to college next year. When Minu was younger and practicing the piano, I would hand her the sheet music to The Great Gig in the Sky. She would hesitatingly play it, but even those faltering notes would give me goosebumps in anticipation of the ethereal vocals that were to follow. We decided to make it a family trip and headed to Nashville and combined shopping and eating before the big concert. Donning our obligatory Pink Floyd t-shirts, Minu and I walked to the Bridgestone Arena, passing by honky-tonk bars playing a melange of music. I had seen Pink Floyd in 1994, and I remember having chills entering Legion Field as my dream of seeing the band live was finally coming to fruition. Much older and wiser now, and in the presence of my teenage daughter, I played it cool. We snaked in through the security lines and took our seats in eager anticipation. We were surrounded by what I would euphemistically call wise folks. The show was just fantastic, both visually and musically. We left 3 hours later, in the middle of the finale, comfortably numb, rather gauche for a Floyd fan. We made it home safely. The next day, Minu got a C in her first physics test. But life goes on. The sun was eclipsed by the moon a week later, and for this dad and his dear daughter, there will always be the great gig in the sky.
Cherie Buchanan loves attending concerts of bands he used to listen to as a teenager on his shortwave radio in Bombay. You can find and share all of our Sundial commentaries at WLRH.org. Look under the Program tab for the Sundial Writers' Corner. This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.